the head of the body of Christ, and we need to be made aware of it. We must know. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we don't want to lack in the area of knowing. Amen? Amen. So let's start with a key verse that we looked at Wednesday night. I want to just build off of that. And if you get Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number 8 for me. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 8. I'd be remiss if I didn't welcome our live stream audience. I do apologize. We have a good live stream. Come on. I heard the woos. Now let's hear the hand claps. We have a vibrant live stream audience that's very supportive. And I pray that they are being blessed as we are being blessed here as well. The covenant of the hedge. God is a covenant God. Amen. His covenant, he will not break. Amen. Know this, he will not break his covenant. And we are covenant people. We must remind ourselves of that from time to time, especially when there are difficult times. Amen. We must remind ourselves we are covenant. We belong to God. We are not our own. We belong to him. In Ecclesiastes 10, verse 8, Scripture says, he that digs a pit shall fall into it. Whosoever breaks a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. And we've been emphasizing that second part of that verse, a serpent shall bite him. In all honesty, both you and I, if we look back over our life and look at some of the times where things were most tumultuous, you know, and there was a tendency to blame it on the devil, you know, just the devil busy, right? But when you look at it honestly, most of the time it was a result of you breaking a hedge.
Amen.
Or giving the devil place, a place that God never gave him. Amen. But you gave it to him. Thank you, Vince. I heard that. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. It's true. Let's be honest. So Ecclesiastes says here, he that breaks a hedge, there's something that awaits. You know, that word serpent is interesting. As I was looking it up in the Hebrew and the Greek, it's not just a snake biting, you know, with poison and venom. It also has to do with being spellbound. You see, people that get out of alignment with God and break hedges. I'm not talking about people that do things innocently or ignorantly and then repent. I'm talking about people that break hedges. There's a spell binding. There's a tendency to begin to call evil good and good evil. Why? Because you come under a spell. Amen. So we want to take a deep look into this because that breaking a hedge has a lot more to do with our security, our well-being, than many would suppose. Okay, number one, we talked about this Wednesday. I want to just go back over this briefly. A hedge establishes divine ownership.
Amen.
All right? Okay, let me give a definition, because in the scripture, the hedge represents more than a physical fence. You know, you ever fell into a hedge of rose bushes? Lord Jesus. Or just, you know, you pull a weeds and you grab one with thorns on it. No gloves on it. Well, when we talk about a hedge, it represents more than a physical fence. It symbolizes God's covenant government. It's not just you being free from, you know, a bunch of issues, a bunch of, you know, stuff happening down the street or in the other neighborhood. No, it has to do with God's covenant government. It has to do with God's ownership. It has to do with, of course, protection. And it also has to do with fellowship. truth be told, outside of the hedge, and God is gracious, only he knows to what extent he extends grace to us. Amen. You know, when you mess up, or when you, you know, tell the truth, right? When you get a bad attitude, only God knows to what degree he extends that grace. And for some of you, you can't think a bad thought and not have something happen. But somebody else can, because of like Peter, and still be extending grace by God. That's God's dealings. That's not for you to judge or to determine, right? There's a reasoning behind that too, because to whom much is given, much is going to be required. Amen. It says, be not many masters, for you shall receive the greater condemnation. You're going to receive the greater judgment. God's going to tighten the screws on you. Amen. Come on, am I talking to anybody mature here? Come on, we just come through the anniversary. The new era. Right, a new season, maturity. Okay, well, let's follow through on it. It's not just something we're hearing. We don't want to just be hearers of the word. This is reality. But when you walk out of here, it's going to be reality. So we walk out. So this is important. This is important for us to understand and to embrace. I'm going to be real transparent with you. God has shown me things down through the years I didn't want to see. When you want revelation, and then God show you, oh, I don't want to see that. I don't want to know that. I don't want to be responsible for that. Too late. Oh, I've been like trying to wiggle out of something. Can't get out of it. And so what you got to do? What the song we were just singing? God will never give up on you. When you get in that situation, you got to give up on you. You got to lose you. Amen. The old you you're trying to hold on to, you got to lose. I'm telling you, when God shows you stuff, I'm not going, God, you want this. You say you want it. Amen. Let him show you some things. It's like Israel. They said, we want to hear God ourselves. When God came down in the darkness and in the thunder, they said, oh, yo, Moses, you talk to him. I'm talking about serious students of the word. Serious people that are serious with walking with God. Amen. And not just carnal stuff that, you know, is acceptable everywhere. Amen. I'm talking about standing out. I'm not talking about pride and foolishness. I'm talking about standing out like Jesus stood out. Amen. I'm talking about getting out of agreement with a bunch of stuff. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about having your voice heard. I'm talking about preaching when folk don't like it. Amen. Amen. Telling the truth even when it's not popular. Amen. Amen. Carrying a revelation that a lot of people may not have. Amen. But like Ezekiel knows, God told him, tell it anyway. Amen. They're going to put bans on you. They ain't going to like you. They're going to rise up against you. They're going to stone you. Amen. Speak it anyhow. Amen. Come on, this is this new era. I want to go into this new year era. But it's all good because God's going to outweigh all that. So the hedge, number one, establishes divine ownership. Tell somebody, you are not your own. I find this to be true. You ought to find it to be true too. Because there are times God will put, your life must be governed by principle, and there are times you have to, you are called to do things you don't want to do. Amen. Amen. I'm talking to the real saints here. See, because some folk only do what they want to do. They don't know the voice of God. But when you know the voice of God, it's like Abraham told to offer Isaac. Most of us said, loose here, devil. The devil is a lie. Right? And we went on our way. But he knew the voice of God. Amen. Listen to me. Not all the time, but there will be times God will call you or mandate you to do something you don't want to do, and it's usually in you overcoming something evil with good. Amen. He ain't going to tell you to get revenge. Amen. Amen. He ain't going to tell you to go cuss them out or get, come, like they cussed you out, cuss them out. He ain't going to tell you that.
Amen.
He going to tell you, you got to overcome this with something good. And they didn't touch your last nerve. You try to convince them, they ain't gonna appreciate it no way. And they won't.
Amen.
But that's not the issue. Amen. The issue is God says, you gotta do it.
Amen.
You say you wanna be like me.
Amen.
Say you want the power.
Amen.
Power, Lord. Right? You want all that, you want the gifts working. I do it. Every fiber of your flesh was, I'd be screaming. But this is how you overcome evil. This is how you stay free from bitterness. Amen. Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. After all they did. Amen. Look at somebody, ask them, you still want to be like Jesus? I heard somebody in their spirit say, no, I'm cool. I'm cool. So, number one, we are not our own. Look at Exodus chapter 6, verse 7. Exodus 6, verse 7. I will take you to me for a people. And I will be to you a God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.